Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Glad to have you on this Friday afternoon. Remember, you can always go to alaskapublic.org to download old episodes of Stage Talk, even this one. Today, my guests are from Anchorage Community Theater, and from time to time, we'd like to bring on new people who are taking on new positions in the theater companies and dance companies and opera companies in the area to talk about their visions for their new jobs, and we have two new people with Anchorage Community Theater. We have Matt Fernandez, who is the new executive director. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Hi. Thanks for your time, Steve.
You're welcome. We also have Colby Bleicher, who is the new community outreach director with ACT. Welcome to the show, Colby.
Thanks, Steve.
Now, Matt and Colby, you both have been on the show before as actors and directors and performers and just probably more than that, but you've been on the show before from an artistic standpoint. You're now going into administrative jobs, and I'm going to toss this question out to whoever wants to grab it. What's the big transition between going from an artistic job to an executive job?
Well, I think in terms of ACT, it's interesting. It's an interesting question because I find even the administrative aspect of running a theater is still in a way artistic. I mean, I'm not stepping out of an artistic role. I love theater, and I love ACT. So this is, in a way, it's just me being able to manage this art form. And you know, you have to manage it like you would a house. You know, it has bills to pay, and you have to make sure everything runs correctly and on time. And but it's a theater, so it's artistic still for
right.
me.
And Colby, how about you?
Well, I'd say that in my position as the outreach director, there's less of a transition from artistic to administrative and more of a transition from an artistic focus to an education focus. And I have some experience with teaching acting. I've taught a class at ACT before. I've done some teaching in the community. But this is the first time that I've had a job that primarily focuses around community outreach, gathering volunteers. There is some administrative tasks involved, but a lot of it is connecting with people who are not necessarily theater people. So very different from just asking actors to come audition and directing a play, which is my main role in the theater community usually. Now it's connecting with people who might have zero theater experience and bringing them into the world of theater and maybe using theater with them as a tool for something besides just putting on a play, but maybe in a more of a therapeutic way or bringing their group together, making them feel connected.
So you've sort of talked around what your job is, which because many people, when that term community outreach director, you said all the things you kind of do. How would you summarize your job in terms of what is the focus of the position? And Matt, you had this job before Colby did.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to jump in as well to talk about what this job actually does for ACT.
Well, ACT's mission is building community through theater. And so obviously we do that with our main stage productions, building community via the audience, coming in and seeing a show and the cast and the technicians and designers. But there's an entire rest of the city and even the state that may have never set foot in ACT, but can still be affected by ACT. And so the job of the outreach director is to connect with them. And whether that means bringing them into ACT for a class or a workshop or to help out with a show or going into their facility and teaching a class.
Yeah, we are wanting to offer theater opportunities to people in our city who don't necessarily get easy access to that. And so with what Colby and I are doing is really, and even Rochelle, I mean, all of us as a staff.
Rochelle Connery,
she's our associate director. And our board is we are taking ACT a step further. We're expanding what it is, and we're actually going out to people's communities and to specific groups and offering them the opportunity of theater and making ACT and community theater more accessible to them.
Well, that's got to be very important because, you know, you only get so many people to come see a show.
Right.
Absolutely.
And you have a small audience to begin with, a small house, I should mm-hmm. say. So you send out your artistic vision out to the community to make the entire community your theater, correct?
Yeah. Well, we have a mandate for ourselves, you know. I mean, we have to live up to our name. And, you know, we are the community theater for Anchorage, and that doesn't just mean a handful of actors that we use in the same shows every time. We actually break a sweat and make an effort to actually go out and bring in new faces, not to just act, but to also be on the crew of our shows, or even hopefully one day write plays that we actually produce and direct plays.
Well, it sounds like you've got an exciting, both of you have had very exciting positions that you've worked with ACT with. Now, now Matt, you're now the executive director, taking over for Sarah Athens, who just left here, after directing her final show here, Silver Thaw.
The Swan Song.
Yeah, Swan Song. And you have an artistic background, but you said doing the ED job is a lot like organization of theatrical thoughts in a sense. Do you have any artistic input into the choices of plays or the direction that the theater is going to go? Is that something you're working with the board about?
Well, it's interesting because for a long time I've really believed, you know, that art without the business side of it is just art, you know what I mean? Most people that do art and they want to do it for profit actually have to, in a way, market themselves. And so ACT is no different. You know, I believe that the artistic and the business side are pretty much, they have to go hand in hand. It's not just one or the other. I do a lot of the administrative business side of things, but it's always with the idea to direct ACT as an artistic entity towards reaching more of the community. That's a lot of ease I just said, isn't it?
Well, for those just tuning in, we're talking with Matt Fernandez and Colby Bleicher, both of Anchorage Community Theater, a real community theater, talking about their new jobs. Matt has taken on the new job of executive director. Colby has the new job of community outreach director. And we're finding out what goes on into getting this theater a part of the community, not just a place off in a warehouse district where people will come see a show every now and then.
Right.
And it sounds like you're really trying to expand what the mission of this theater is. And, you know, it's interesting because, Colby, you have a background in directing. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like when you are directing a show, you're doing all the same things you're talking about now. You're organizing.
Yeah,
you're creating interest in everything going on. And you're doing planning. And you're getting the word out. Do you ever think about directing when you're doing your job now?
Yeah, definitely. So one of the groups that ACT works with as part of our outreach is a group of at-risk teen girls, and there's a lot of overlap there, the same way that I would approach a class that I've taught of children who have arrived at a theater company knowing that they want to act. In this case, this is a group of girls who didn't necessarily know that they were going to be acting that day, but they found themselves in a group setting where they're connected with a community nonprofit, and that group happens to do theater and sees that theater can be useful in these girls' lives. And so, you know, I have to kind of balance being a huge geek about theater and wanting everyone to do theater, and like it made me a happier person as a teenage girl. I want you to have the same experience. I have to balance that with getting someone engaged who might be a little bit apprehensive at first. And so there are definitely, you know, I feel that there are similarities there to when I'm directing a play, and there might be an actor who is a little bit hesitant to take direction. You kind of have to get them on board, ask them questions, pose things in a new way that they may not have thought of before.
You know, it's fascinating. We've all had that first moment where we got involved in theater. And I think, Matt, you were talking about that at the Bob Pons Memorial about how theater has changed your life. Has it continued to change your life now that you're going into this new job as executive director? Do you still find that spark of what theater is?
Yeah, I find, I mean, I'm always going to be a student of the theater, be it acting, directing, or whatever. And I always want to be a student. There's always more to learn. And what I've learned, especially recently, and this really came out of the outreach as well. I mean, I think my previous position as the outreach coordinator has filtered into me as an executive director. But I've really learned more and more about the impact and believe in the impact that theater can actually have on individuals and on a community. And so when we talk about reaching out to different communities with the theater opportunity, I mean, we are really looking to improve upon people's communities with theater, giving people the opportunity to be a part of something that has a single goal. You know, we put on a play, we put on a production, and many people play different parts, be it backstage or on stage. And so what I've learned growing up in the theater has really fueled my passion for where we want to take ACT.
And we've talked a lot about getting out into the community to bring those people who were not involved necessarily in theater into the theater. But, you know, we've neglected those people who are in theater, who
right.
want to get involved in theater. And it seems like the two of you with your connections to the theater world here are able to bring in, because you got to bring in directors, quality directors, yep. and actors, and even playwrights. You mentioned before, well, Shotzi Schaefer's new play was done at ACT, and you're looking for more original plays, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you have connections with the theater community. Are you lengthening your fingers into that community, or are you sitting back and just waiting for them to come knock at your door?
I think we're using all sorts of connections that we as a staff have made over the years so far. For instance, you know, there's several years ago, I directed a play by a playwright from Atlanta, Georgia. I directed Perfect Arrangement by Topher Payne. And this year, ACT is doing another one of his plays, Let Nothing You Dismay, that opens next week. And I had nothing to do with the connection directly of bringing that play to ACT this year. But I think it would be fair to say that without Topher Payne's play being done a few years ago in Anchorage, ACT would not have found out that he existed and that he had a Christmas play that was perfect for ACT. So I think we all use our past backgrounds and connections in the community to help make our new seasons and bring new people in who might be new to ACT.
Well, Anchorage is, in a sense, a small theater community, and I want to congratulate the two of you on taking your new jobs. Matt Fernandez, the new executive director with ACT. Thanks for being on the show, Matt.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
And Colby Bleicher, the new community outreach director with Anchorage Community Theater. It sounds
Thank
like you guys have a lot of great plans coming up for ACT, and I want to hear more about it.
Thank you very much. Well, we'll come on anytime and talk about it. How about every week?
How about every week? Well, that's it for this week on Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.